The past always seems alive on the streets of New Orleans, but it's even more alive in James Cohen Antique Store on Royal Street. Here you can find items ranging from old cavalry sabers, pistols, and rifles to Etruscan coins. Of course, you can also find many of these items in museums. But Barry Cohen, great-great-grandson of the store's founder, says this place offers something museums do not.
You can hold these pieces of history in your hand, and you can take them home with you, and you can own them.
So if you're in the market for a sword or an old flintlock pistol, this is the store for you. Barry says one customer bought a set of old European dueling pistols for a wedding present.
On the box, he wrote, or he had inscribed, "Till death do us part," and he gave the dueling set to the couple. It's one of the most interesting gifts I've heard of.
You can also spend your money here to buy money, that is, coins and currency from times gone by. You can even buy one of the bills that gave the southern United States its nickname, Dixie. Down the street from the Cohen Antique Store, on the corner now occupied by this drugstore, there was a bank that issued notes with the French number for 10, Dix, which was pronounced by merchants up and down the Mississippi as Dix, and later Dixie. At the store, you can also buy coins from the time of Alexander the Great and other ancient artifacts. Most customers at the Cohen Antique Store are visitors to New Orleans who just happen upon it, according to Barry Cohen.
About 85% of our business is the tourism industry, people coming in not realizing there's a store like this. We've been told by so many customers, they've been around the country, around the world, they've never seen a store like this.
But tourism has slowed greatly since Katrina, and walk-in business at the shop has also diminished. Still, Barry remains optimistic.
You know, we'll get through it. You know, we've lived, this business has lived through the Depression. It's lived through two wars, three wars. We've lived through other hurricanes, and we're going to make it through this one. It's just going to be a matter of time.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.